We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
You know what he's talking about here? Faith. He is describing faith. Faith that makes a demand on the promise of God. Faith that enters into the provision of God, that doesn't have to fret or worry or be over-concerned. Length of days are in a right hand, left hand riches and honor. It's the Word abiding in you. Jesus said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will and it shall be done. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And we just read where by wisdom he founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By knowledge the depths are broken up. So it was these three elements that God used to bring forth the creation of the earth. And it's called faith in the New Testament. Faith. Now, lest I forget it, let's come back. I failed to mention what I started out to point out in this first chapter. Now, you realize here when he says, I will laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your fear cometh. When fear cometh as desolation, or destruction cometh as whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I shall not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, and would have none of my counsel. Now, this is wisdom saying this. This is not God. This is wisdom telling you how it works. He's not saying it to make it that way. That's just the way it is. Now, the problem is that when you get in a pressured situation where you've got to make a decision right now and you haven't got but 10 minutes to do it, your back's up against the wall. You're in such pressure, you can't get wisdom then. You ever been there? I've been there. What you do is begin with what he said over here. Lift up your voice for understanding. Over here it says, say unto wisdom, thou art my kinsman. Talk to it. Say, you're mine. I call you in the name of Jesus. James 1:5. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. For a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. I remember years ago, I'd pray for the wisdom of God to get up before I get out of the church. Somebody would ask me what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm just worried. Don't know what I'm going to do. My saying nullified my praying. I was waving like a wave of the sea, and I was driven of the wind and tossed back on the shore. I didn't know what to do. But you see, the problem was that in some of those situations, I had my back up against the wall, and I hadn't filled my heart with the Word of God and the knowledge of God and wisdom and understanding. And I'd been taught some things wrong. It's hard to unlearn some things. But when you're in a pressured situation, it's like pressing a balloon against the wall. The harder you press against it, the harder it presses back until something pops. But when you walk in the Word, as he's talking about here. Now notice here in verse 10, in chapter 2, verse 10. When wisdom entereth into thy heart, knowledge is pleasant to thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Come down to chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Don't let them forsake thee. Now, if he said don't let them, we must be able to keep them from. Write them upon the table of your heart. Now, how are we going to do that? The psalmist David tapped into it when he said, my tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. You proclaim it. You decree it. You talk about it. You meditate it, mutter it, speak to yourself, self-talk. Thank God greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I have the wisdom of God. I have the mind of Christ. How you know you have the wisdom of God, Brother Caps? Because I ask, and he said he'd give it to me, and I'm not wavering. And I go off confessing, thank God I have the wisdom of God. Somebody said, you're just lying. No, I'm calling for that I don't have yet. He said it, I believed it, and I'm going to rest in that. I remember when I was farming years ago, I had prayed. They had offered me a certain amount of money for my cotton I had ready to sell. And I said, Lord, I don't know whether to sell this or not. Now, you said if I asked wisdom, you would give it to me. So in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, to give me the wisdom of God concerning this matter. I thank you, Father, I have the wisdom of God. I have the mind of Christ, and the greater one is in there. I know exactly what to do when the time comes to do it. And I'm driving down the road several days later, just praying in the Spirit, rejoicing in the Lord. And I heard right in my spirit, don't sell it, hold it. So I told the man, no. In fact, the Lord told me what I'd get for it. He said, that was back years ago, and I think they offered 25 cents a pound for it. And the Lord said, hold it for a certain amount of time, and said, you'll get 34 cents a pound for it, or 35, whatever it was. And so I just told the man. I said, no, I'm going to get 35 cents a pound for mine. You'd have thought I was on hee-haw. He laughed and laughed and laughed. But he that laughs, laughs, laughs best. About less than a month later, I sold my cotton for exactly what the Lord said. Now we're sitting in a restaurant back at the good old boys' table, you know. There's always one in every restaurant in country town, you know. Where they sat there and they poor mouth, and I finally got to where I couldn't stay back there much, you know. They poor mouth, they sit around and talk about everybody going broke. Sitting around there one day, there's one guy smoking a cigar, and he said, I want to know why you didn't sell your cotton when we sold ours. I said, well, my financial advisor advised me not to. He let out a word that I wouldn't repeat and said, who is your financial advisor? I said, his name is Jesus, and he likes swallowing a cigar. And many other incidents along that line that I could share with you. But, folks, this stuff works. The wisdom of God is available to us. But it comes through the elements of faith. And that word has to be put in us until we believe that when the word says it, it's going to happen if we do it. Now, notice what he goes on to say here. To write them upon the table of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now that's what the word says. He shall direct thy path. I'll tell you, praying in the Spirit will open you up to some things that we miss sometimes. And just pray in the Spirit and listen in your spirit. That's when the Lord speaks to me most of the time. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones, medicine to thy navel. In other words, healing, marrow, moistening to thy bones. You know, some of the diseases today of the bones is caused by dry bones. Certain type of cancer, the bones dry up. That might tell us something here. Honor the Lord with thy substance, first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now let's read it again. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding. The merchandise of it is better than silver, the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things to be desired cannot be compared to her. Length of days are in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and understanding hath he established the heavens. By knowledge the depths are broken up, the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace unto thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Well, that happened to Peter, didn't it? They're going to pull his head the next morning. As far as he knows, that's what they fully intended to do. And he's asleep. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And I wrote right in my Bible, or your head. Kept his head from being taken, didn't it? Come down to chapter 4, verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now that's where you're going to get it. Forsake her not, for she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. With all thy getting, get understanding. Now, Psalms, let me read you Psalms 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Now, you could take that two ways. If you have good understanding, you'll do all his commandments. If you do all his commandments, you'll have good understanding. I think it works both ways.
God bless you. I appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today as we've taught on the subject of tapping the tree of life. Now, you know, there was a tree in the Garden of Eden called the Tree of Life, but Adam didn't eat of it. He got run out of the garden, and a flaming sword kept him from it. God didn't want him to eat of that tree of life and live forever in his sinful condition. This is a CD offer number 7112. That's CD offer number 7112, Tapping the Tree of Life. Single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11, and it'll share with you how to tap the tree of life. The closest you're going to get to tapping the tree of life in this life is learning the scriptures and proclaiming and confessing the word of God and being obedient to the word of God. In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, it says wisdom is a tree of life. Well, it says, get wisdom with all thy getting, good understanding. So when you understand the wisdom of God, which is the word of God, and act on it, you're tapping a tree of life. Then Proverbs 11th chapter, verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. In other words, the more you see the fruit of what you're doing when you base your authority on the word of God and acting on the word of God, it's a tree of life to you. It produces life for you. And it'll actually produce eternal life if you act on it. Then the 13th chapter of Proverbs, verse 12, says, when desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Now that means that when the desires of God, coming from the word of God, gets in you and possesses you, it's a tree of life because you'll live out the reality of it. Proverbs, the 15th chapter, verse 4, said, the wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. So the wholesome tongue, speaking, the healing of the tongue is a tree of life. Words you speak can be a tree of life to you if you're confessing the word of God. That's CD offer number 7112, single CD for a total of $11. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.